It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. Kung Brew Cafe announced that its opening day is Wednesday, April 17th. Kung Brew is Covington's newest Asian-inspired cafe. It sells coffee, bubble tea, and traditional Gong Fu-style tea in a historic home. On opening day, the cafe will be pouring free tea on the second floor and have full coffee, tea, and pastry menus available. Regular hours will be Tuesday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with the shop closed on Mondays. Kung Brew is located at 640 Main Street in Covington. A landslide slippage occurred from the access point to the construction site of City View Station, a Fisher Homes development, in Ludlow Thursday morning. The area is the same area along Highway Avenue that experienced flooding during last week's heavy rainfall. The police have not reported any injuries or service calls related to the slippage. Fisher Homes released a statement related to both this land slippage and the preceding one that happened on April 2nd. They concluded their statement by saying that news crews were on site attempting to readdress the issue. Fisher Homes has established a hotline for homeowners who may have been impacted by the incidents, which they can reach at 859-209-3912. Scott Hardcorn, director of the Northern Kentucky Drug Strike Force, presented updates on the initiative at the Kentucky Fiscal Court meeting last month. Hardcorn reviewed the 2023 annual report with the court and discussed upcoming initiatives that have taken place. Hardcorn brought in special guests such as Nancy and Bruce Haverkamp to the meeting to discuss the work of the Matt Haverkamp Foundation. Hardcorn has been working closely with the Haverkamps to develop a drug-free initiative in Kenton County. Hardcorn said that the foundation recently donated a drug detection canine to help the task force. That's going to be it for us today on Monday, April 15th, also known notoriously as Tax Day. We'll be back with the same place, same time tomorrow for another Daily Headlines podcast. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening.